We're going to have a really important and hopefully very cool and educational conversation on Juneteenth with Shaboozy. What's up, man?
Hello.
Yeah, man, I'm really excited you're here to chat with us today. Obviously, today is a federal holiday. Juneteenth is commemorating the emancipation of African-American slaves in the United States. And it's an opportunity to have the conversation that we should really be having more than once a year. There's been such an incredible disruption earlier in the year, especially with Beyonce's album coming out in country music. And today I want to put some context to it with this incredible disruption and actually find out how it changed the lives of people going through it firsthand. Like you, Shaboozy, what is your life? What are you experiencing? Because while I know everything is really going wonderful for you right now, it probably comes with a lot of challenges that you're experiencing as well.
I've always came at it, and I'm looking for challenges, if that makes sense, right? I'm looking for spaces that need some form of disruption. You know, I think that's what I want my legacy to be, and that's what I want to leave behind, is being from Virginia. And, you know, I didn't even know that a music industry existed, let alone anything that I could be a part of. To me, sometimes I look at challenges as opportunities. You know what I mean? I never look at it like as anything where, you know, I know what I'm getting myself into, right? It's what I signed up
right
to come out, you know, where we are and see that we're actually making real strides and real change. It's like it's nothing short of a blessing. You know, there obviously is like those challenges and those barriers and those obstacles are things that I love to see, man.
Yeah, I think some people would call stepping into the space the way you are brave, but it's not only that, it's just kind of a necessity because it seems like it's part of who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and now you have the number one song in the freaking country, maybe the world, hundreds of millions of streams. But I will say that when Beyonce put out Texas Hold'em, I made a statement that said, if you don't think Beyonce has a place in country music, then I don't think you understand Beyonce or country music. And I'm sure you can imagine how that was taken both ways. But on the same note, I could never know what you going through. I'll never know what a black man in country music is feeling. But that's why I want to ask the questions and have those conversations. Has there been anything that's been a challenge that you would attribute to racial bias that you just want to let people know happens in the world?
I know there's a lot of people and a lot of my friends and peers that are in the space have definitely testified to different experiences they've had. And I really, you know, I wouldn't wish that on any artist, you know, that's expressing themselves and putting their music out. I'm very blessed to have just a lot of love being shown to me.
Great.
Just because, you know, like I said, the people I model my music and the people that inspire me are people that, no matter what they look like, face some sort of adversity, right? You know, I'm into a lot of outlaw country, right? And if you think about just the spirit of outlaw country, it's rebellion. It's going against those things, right? You got Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and all these people we listen to. It's those are the people that I kind of model myself after. So again, it's been a blessing for me to have people that have just really accepted me. Like, again, the challenge is part of my nature, you know what I mean?
It's an uncomfortable conversation to talk about those things that are happening, but it seems like you find some comfort knowing that those challenges are some validation that you are on the right path.
Yeah. You know, if anything, sometimes, you know, the hate and the scrutiny and comes from the, you know, from the side that you're supposed to belong, that you're supposedly belong to. You know, I see a lot of comments being made to me that are pretty nasty, just coming from the community I'm supposed to be a part of, you know what I mean? Or that's supposed to accept me and is supposed to champion me. You know, they're maybe like, you're not doing enough, or you didn't do this, or you know what I mean? Or you should be doing that. And it's usually coming from people that look like me, you know, which I think gets to me the most, if I'm being honest, you know, especially when you have threats of, it seems to be coming from, you know, that are supposed to support me.
That's a lot to take on. Do you feel like that comes from less about a hatred for you, but more about the frustration with their own experiences? And now they're kind of looking to you to, you know, save the world, make it all right. Cause that's a lot on your shoulders, man.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really speak to it, but I think there's just like accountability that just needs to be taken, you know, at times. And I want to be a beacon for that. And I want to just lead by example. And just lead by, hey, this is how I choose to live my life and how I choose to do my art and express it. And, you know, everything is always love and bringing people together.
But you are seeing love in even sometimes unexpected places. Tell me, what happened in the elevator with a certain couple?
Yeah, I was in the elevator of the, you know, of the hotel we were staying at. And there was an older couple who, as I was getting off the elevator, like, yo, you know, older, you know, they're maybe in their 50s, late 50s, maybe early 60s. And they're like, hey, your music really, really changed my life. That's what a guy said. You know what I mean? That's what it's about.
Yeah, wow. You're like, really? Your life, huh?
Yeah.
How did we get there?
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's funny. All right, Shaboozy. So today on Juneteenth, we're having a really cool and important conversation with Shaboozy about some of his experiences now that there's been a big disruption in country music and some of his experiences being a black man in country music. And we talked about some of the challenges and some of really a lot of the love that he's been getting too, which I think it's important to highlight the positives as well. But as we jump back in here, Shabuzi, what is something that fans of country music can do from your perspective to help keep moving the conversation forward? Which I know is a heavy question.
Yeah, I think it's just doing more research and check out different people than what you're used to. Just go on a discovery. Just go on a discovery quest and just try to figure out the history behind how country music came to be. And you'll learn that it was a genre created by groups of people coming together. You know,
That's a little bit what we touched on last year too.
It came from Africa and Africans and indentured servants and, you know, and slaves like writing music. You know what I mean? In the Appalachian Mountains with, you know, the Celtic people. I mean, I'm not even too familiar with this history, but I've heard it from enough acts. You know, Mark was telling me the story as well. And my buddy Trey Burt, who's a folk singer who lives in Nashville, black folk singer, you know, I asked him because, you know, I kept hearing it, you know, as soon as Beyonce came out, there was just so much conversation created and just people being like, this is our music. You know what I mean? And taking a claim to it. So I just wanted to know for myself, I was like, where did it come from? He's like, hey, this is where it came from. And then when I heard the story, wow, it was so beautiful. You know, it'd be cool for me to maybe do a project that kind of like really tells the real story of like where it came from. And then you'll learn that it came from people just coming together.
I love that you did the same thing. You're not going to ask somebody else to do something you're not willing to do yourself. And you went on the discovery of the history of it as well. And I think that this is just a good example of how we keep moving the conversations forward. So Shabuzi, I really want to thank you for having this conversation on Juneteenth. I think a lot of times people's fear of change is with lack of information. And the interesting part, you and I have never met before. So to jump into this kind of uncomfortable conversation, I think that leads right into what you were talking about. It's about people coming together. So thank you for hanging out with us today.
Thank you as well for, you know, taking the time and like, you know, asking and having like a genuine interest and in pushing that as well.
Also, congratulations on just your song's incredible. It's number one and I hope you're having a blast, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk soon.
Have a great one, man.